can't go in there.
Of course I can, Edie.
But it's the gentleman's room.
I know that.
Which means none but gentlemen are allowed in, Nellie, please.
When did you last see a gentleman in Thankful in the Vale, Edie? You should know that by now. Come in, will you, quick, before Queen Victoria gets a whiff of what we're up to.
She'll be in an awful temper if she finds us in here.
Well, Mrs. I and Mighty had best not find us then. We're a-coaching in the middle of nowhere. The old white horse, not the Savoy. The way she tells it, we're a haven for aristocrats and socialites. Hey, just keep an ear out for her coming, though, will you? While I have a good snoop about. Oh, don't you love that?
What is it?
The way it smells in here of smoke and liquor and men.
What do men smell like?
Well, you should know that, Edie. You're the married woman, not me.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, lass. Your Tommy's a bonny young lad. You just keep hold of him as best you can.
Nellie!
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Shush, Nellie, she'll hear you.
Oh, there's no finer perfume in the world than in this room. If I were called to heaven right now, I could think of no better place to rest. In fact, it's heaven sent. Do you get it? Heaven sent?
Oh, you're awful.
Now, I know they were up to something in here last night. I knew something was afoot as soon as they had to make up stage room for Captain Orca. Hey, did you see him?
With the master?
Oh, he's a handsome rake. He's Captain Orca, I know that and all.
Nellie!
There was a meeting, I know that much. I heard the singing. And every man from the village was in here.
But the farm boys aren't allowed in here, only in other bar.
Oh, they were in here, everyone to a man. Both of my brothers, and I saw your Tommy coming in.
Tommy was in here?
Every single one. And Her Majesty served him herself. I didn't even get to listen at the door. And I want to know what they were up to.
What about your Sydney?
He's not my Sydney.
But I thought you were walking out together.
Well, you thought wrong.
But he told Tommy at the smithy that you were walking out together.
Did he?
When he went in with the master's bay mare. That's what he told everyone.
Eating the forge must have got to his head.
I thought you liked him.
I like him as well as the next man. And if he'd have told me what he was up to in here last night, I would have liked him a little bit better. So, it's time to take matters into our own hands.
Well, what is it? What does it say?
Oh, Edie! Honestly, you want your brains washing. You may as well have just rung the dinner bell and summoned Her Majesty straight to us.
Sorry, Nellie, I didn't mean to. Oh, I'm always so clumsy.
You're as daft as a stick. Come on.
It's slopped everywhere, look.
Quick!
Oh no, she's bound to see the stain and it's all my fault. Oh, I'll be out on my ear.
It's nowt that a man on a galloping horse would pay attention to. You keep your gob tethered and so will I. And the Black Queen will be none the wiser. It's a case of what she doesn't know can't hurt her. Or us.
Girls, have you taken leave of what little sense you have? What's going on in here?
Mrs. Proud, ma'am, we're
just doing a spot of cleaning.
Cleaning? Edith, pick that up at once. What is the matter with you, girl?
With last night being such a busy night and all.
Edith, did I or did I not expressly say that you were to finish the front flags? It's nearly noon and we are expecting guests of some import and renown. Just because the town folk expect us to be buffoons from the country, there is no need to prove them correct. Now, is there? We must show them we are capable of showing as much poise and decorum as any city dweller.
Not likely at this rate.
And you, Nellie, with your blatant disregard for order. In a refined household, the chambermaid does not clean. This is the sole domain of the scullery maid. The chambermaid is seen above stairs and the scullery maid below. And though it may be an unfortunate necessity that we add waiting on to the burden of your duties, I can see neither chamber nor service requiring your attention within the gentleman's smoking room. And what is that awful smell?
Men, ma'am.
Shall I open the window, Mrs. Proud? Let the foul stench out where it belongs.
I shall see to it presently myself. Come on, then. Snap to it. Why are the two of you lingering like a pair of washed-up herring? Nelly, you will go immediately to the sage room and remove the linens.
What about Captain Hawker, ma'am? Will he be returning this evening?
Captain Hawker's business here is concluded, although I cannot see what concern that is of yours.
No, none at all, ma'am.
Close up that room. We have no further need of it. Edith can begin the laundry as soon as she has laid the fires. Well, what are you waiting for? Nelly, what is that?
What's what, Mrs. Proud?
I will not ask again. What are you concealing behind your back?
Nothing, Mrs. Proud.
Edith?
Nelly found it. We were just...
Edie!
Ow! What was that for?
I will not tolerate knavery or deception under this roof, and certainly not from a lowly chambermaid. Hand it over this instant.
What is it, Mrs. Proud?
I believe it to be a gentleman's agreement.
Signed by every man in Thankful in the Vale.
Every man of fighting age.
Of fighting age?
That in the name of our regent, King George V, we, the undersigned, do solemnly swear to volunteer our services to the Crown, and will attend the nearest armed forces recruiting office forthwith to add our names to the list of 500,000 good men called for by King and country.
And it's signed by our Taff and Dent, every man in the village.
It appears so.
Every man of fighting age. And Edith, Tommy.
And Tommy?
And Thomas.
I don't understand.
I do. It's why we haven't seen a soul all morning. They've gone, haven't they? To the recruiting office this morning.
Mr. Proud has taken his own wagon out this morning, and I believe some of the other farmers left with their own carts. It is their duty, of course.
All of them gone together?
I am assured there is no greater honour for a soldier than for him to serve alongside his friends.
All pals together now, is it?
Captain Hawker made his case plain. Arthur has the required background and is assured of officer classification, as befits his station. The others will be allocated tasks within the battalion according to their particular skills. Have no fear. The expectations of social hierarchy shall prevail, even during a time of crisis.
Well, that's all right, then.
And Tommy's gone with Mr. Proud?
It seems so, Edith.
Well, he'll see him right, won't he, Mr. Proud?
But what's he thinking? Well, Tommy's never old enough to fight. Why didn't they stop him?
In light of the newspaper reports of the Battle of Mons, men are needed to swell the ranks. I appreciate such complex matters of state may be above you girls, but the country is in need and we should be proud they have answered the call. Now, if you will kindly shrug off the mantle of common washerwomen, we may resume our duties.
Matters of state may be above you. Mrs. Proud may have been named for Queen Victoria, but now she's turned clairvoyant and she started channeling her vibrations.
You can't say that.
There ain't a soul in Britain doesn't know about the Battle of Mons. Our lads shattered and driven back.
And then the angels of Mons spread their wings out over them and pulled them back, safe from danger.
Angels, Edie? What news have you been reading?
It's right, they were saved by angels. That's what I heard.
More like something they imagined, Edie, poor lads.
No, clear as day, they saw them. Sure as we're standing here now. Angels, with arms spread wide.
It was likely exhaustion from the marching. You know how your mind plays tricks on you when you're asleep on your feet. Oh, just same for those fellas.
But the angels are always there, Nelly. It was just that day they saw them.
Angels, Edie, honestly. Well, we'll need more than angels if we don't get a wriggle on here. Tommy! Taff and Dent and... Daff Sydney.
Don't worry, Nelly. They're with Mr. Proud, aren't they? And he'll look after him. He always has done in past. All of them, in one way or another. And he may not be squire or lord of manor, what have you.
As much as her upstairs would like us believe.
But come what may, Mr. Proud will keep them all together, won't he?
Will he?
Course he will, Nelly. I've never been surer. You see, Mr. Proud, he'll watch over him and see him right. Because he don't know how to do aught else, does he? What are you doing, Nelly?
Seeing who's mentioned in dispatches.
Have you been smoking? If Mrs. Proud catches you, she'll...
Have me in her zomping heads, I know.
Or worse, she's in an awful mither.
Remarkable, isn't it? I've turned her bed in loads of times, and she gets out the same side of bed every morning. But she always manages a different mood. And not one of them good.
Anyone we know? In the newspaper?
No. None of ours in right through October. And you best have a word with your angels. Make sure they keep it that way. Hey, I'll save it for you if you like. Will you put those cups down, Edie, before you drop them?
You're right, of course. I'm not cut out for waiting on.
Of course you are.
What do you think so?
I heard Mrs. Pankhurst say that a woman can be whatsoever she chooses as long as she puts her mind to it.
Don't let Mrs. Proud hear you talking like that.
She can rage herself three times round the scullery ceiling for all I care. Suffrage and freedom for all. That's the modern motto.
She's hard as a nut.
I know. I try to set her off at least once a day. It's good for the soul.
You're awful.
So... what news from the front?
The front?
Aye, tea with the Honourables in there.
Oh, they're just about to have the talk from Lady Horton Bletherall.
She can talk for England.
Is it her with the hats?
Rose Room. Oh, aye, she never stops.
I tried to count them hat boxes coming in yesterday. A maid went up twice just with hats. I seen one with ostrich feathers and lace, cabbage roses and satin, forget-me-nots and a scarlet band. Oh, they are special.
We'll sneak up later and try them on.
No, we shan't.
Why ever not?
I'd be scared to even breathe near them. You know what I'm like.
What's the talk, then?
Women's Reserve Volunteers for War Effort.
Out of knit socks and roll bandages.
We all have to do our bit, Mrs. Proud says.
Aye, but it cost £2 to buy your uniform for the volunteer reserve.
£2?
That's just for starters.
What, £2? Do we have to do it too, me and you? Will she dock us for it?
Worry ye not, lass. You're forgetting that we are just the skivvies. I'm sure Queen Victoria doesn't want the likes of us mixing with the riff-raff in there. All the ladies and the right honourables and the oh-so-genteels. This so starched and stiff makes me just want to shake 'em. Has anyone here seen Kelly? K-E-double-L-Y, has anyone here seen Kelly? Find him if you can, he's bad as old Antonio, he's left me on me on Eo. Has anyone here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Isle of...
Nelly!
Man!
You will desist this instant. Do you really consider this to be a suitable environment for such frivolity, particularly in such serious times? And certainly no gentleman witnessing such antics will be tempted to find your performance anything less than desultory.
More's the pity.
Many employers would have dismissed you by now, and had good grounds. It is the lack of discipline, Nelly, that sets you well below others of your station. To speak plainly, to excel at service requires a dedication that neither of you seem to be able to incline to summon.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, ma'am.
And, in an attempt to stave off any further peculiarities from the kitchen, I left clear instructions amounting to a veritable treaty on tripe, but to no avail. I will be fortunate to end today with my dignity intact. Edith, more tea!
Yes, ma'am.
And careful with it. 2 cups per person and not a drop more. Do you hear me? They'll drink me out of house and home otherwise.
Oh!
Edith!
It's all right, Mrs. Proud, I have it.
That girl! But I expect more from you, Nelly. You're a bright enough thing. With a little more concentration, you could have a fine lifelong career in service.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do you smell smoke?
It's just the room, Mrs. Proud.
I distinctly smell smoke. Someone has been smoking in here.
Well, it is the smoking room, ma'am.
I fear, Nelly, you will learn the hard way the reputation that attaches itself to women without a strong moral compass. Those seem to enjoy the pleasures of smoking, for example, or enjoying the company of men.
I'd be hard-pressed right now, Mrs. Proud, what, when there isn't a man within 20 miles of the door, save for old Billy and his goats.
The tea, Edith. Where is the tea? I can hardly take it myself, can I?
No, that would actually mean a doing some work.
Ugh! We are at war.
I think we all know that, ma'am.
With this pestilential plague. Oh, I can bear it no longer.
Should we try and help her, do you think?
I'm sure we could, if we were so minded.
We are under attack.
Are we?
Everywhere I turn, a brutal, biting army soldiering forward with unsurpassed determination and regimental brutality.
Harvest flies.
Oh, right.
They like giving Mrs. Proud a friendly nip as they pass in.
Tea at once, or both of you will be finding a new... Ow, ow, station. Ow! What is it now, Edith?
It was the postboy, ma'am, with a note from Mr. Proud.
Well, come on then. What does it say?
I don't know.
I'm certain that neither of you would shirk from reading a confidential letter, so you may as well out with it, rather than discuss it behind my back.
I can't.
It's not a place, ma'am.
Hand it over then, child. Or have you lost the power to move your limbs as well as your mouth? Well then, that's that. Back to work.
Oh, was it news, Mrs. Proud?
Oh, I tire of your impertinence, Nelly. Let's hope your Sydney has a drop more sense and a little more respect for his superiors.
Yes, ma'am. And let's hope they find him a gun, not a stick, and the rest of his uniform before they ship him out to France.
Nelly, it is testament to the great courage of the men of this country that they have stepped forward so much faster than the force's stores can be filled. I am, however, certain that within the corridors of power, all is unfolding exactly as they had anticipated.
Yes, ma'am. And the note, ma'am?
From Arthur. They have their orders to depart the south coast today, bound for Flanders.
Tommy?
And the rest of them?
All of the men of Thankful in the Vale will sail today under his immediate command.
Today?
And thus it begins. All battalions will march straight for the town of Ypres, as that is where the call for reinforcements is greatest. That is all. To Ypres, victory, and home by Christmas.